Hi, Clayton from Celldweller here, back in black for chapter 2 of Wish Upon a Black Star. And this is the commentary edition where I'm going to kind of be putting you to sleep over the next 30 minutes, talking over the demos, the beta sessions demos of both Eon and The Best It's Gonna Get, which are the two songs that are included in chapter 2. So grab your pillows and your pacifiers and lay back. Enjoy the snooze. So the first thing I'd like to point out is my lack of concern, my obvious lack of concern when choosing a drum kit for these early demos. I'm pretty sure I just grabbed the first thing I could find, and it kind of shows. The cymbals in this kit are just obnoxious, and I actually had to kind of bump them down in mastering a little bit here to save your eardrums and mine. So this is a very early version of Eon, total halftime riff. I don't even know what I was thinking, but obviously this didn't even come close to making the final cut at all. Here's the beginnings of the actual intro. I knew I wanted to do some kind of stabby thing with a break in the middle. You kind of get that little loop back there that's half-timed and kind of time-stretched and sounds really ugly. And the reason that happened is because I was using Logic at the time. Apple had given me a copy of it, and I was trying to actually use it to write the new record, and man, it was doing things that I could not control and could not figure out. So I just kind of let it do whatever it was going to do, just so I can kind of get the idea out. But that was actually the beginnings of, conceptually, the kind of half of the riff playing and then something in the breaks. I'm sure I had a grand concept in my head when I started writing this kind of stuff, but I don't remember what it is anymore. And this right there, I loved it at the time because it was my prog rock throwback. You know, this was like, you know, 70s classic rock or something, which I actually never really listened to. But I guess this is how I would have imagined it. So here's the first shot at a vocal. This is early on. And I don't actually even remember what I was thinking when I stepped up to the mic. I just kind of come out with words. That's generally how I work. I end up with a melody idea and just spit whatever comes out of my mouth out first. And there are times where those lyrics may end up shaping a concept for actual final lyrics. But fortunately for me and you both, that doesn't always happen, because I'm sure there's some pretty stupid things that come out of my mouth unintentionally. Both when I'm awake and asleep. I just can't confirm the asleep part because I'm generally sleeping during that time. So here's this Middle Eastern melody that kind of crept into this little halftime thing. So I took a trip to the Middle East and I recorded a band called Ali Baba and the Banana Hammocks. And this is the result of that recording. Actually, I never really went to the Middle East, but I want you to think that I did, because I want you to believe this was a really high dollar record. So let's just have you guys go under the pretense that I flew somewhere into the Middle East and just kind of recorded Ali Baba and the Banana Hammocks. Makes me feel cool. This concept stayed. This made the final cut. That background scream there, actually, I ended up keeping all the way to the end, and it made it to the final mix. I ended up liking it so much, I just left it instead of trying to redo it. There's the melody from the bridge, one of the parts of the bridge, one of the 18 bridge sections that I have in this song. Obviously, lyrics are demo. Melody's pretty rough, and I just kind of step up to the mic and hope I don't embarrass myself, although I generally do. Okay, amen, 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 amen. The end. This was a chorus idea that I kind of liked back then, and yeah, the scream part kind of just ended up getting 86 somehow, so it doesn't exist anymore. I think that was the first time we're hearing my live drums, the drums I kind of came up with for the verse. I threw a, I think, an SM57 in front of my drum kit, and I just started playing patterns, and then sifted through them and picked a pattern I liked and just looped it over and over again, and that actually became the pattern for the verses, the drum pattern. Sketch lyrics, kind of, again, whatever comes out of my mouth. In this song in particular, I did actually take a lot of the sketch lyrics I had and only slightly modify them, changing some words here or there, because I think conceptually the idea came out pretty quickly and the emotion of what I was trying to get across came through in the demo, so I didn't want to really deviate too far from that or end up losing it and sound like the Jonas Brothers or something. I don't even remember this part, how I created it, what synth I was using, or what I was even thinking, but I found this demo and said, oh, I'll throw this in there. Why not? Oh, there's my great sounding drums. This was another one of those classic examples of me not really caring because I was in demo mode, so I just threw up a mic, not really concerned with how good or bad it sounded, and in this case, really bad. Probably the crappiest sounding drums I've ever recorded in my life, and not necessarily in a good way. There are those times you record crappy sounds and they sound cool. This is not one of those times. So I have these like kind of just really pingy cymbals. There's no snare. But again, it was more just conceptual for me to remember what I was thinking until I got into the studio to cut real good sounding drums. Here we go. So this is, I cut drums here for this intro as well. This was actually me trying to flesh out that whole concept of half of the riff playing and then a little drum and bass break in the middle. How I was going to actually bring the song in, like vocally and etc. Some of the synth sounds back there are leftovers from my original Logic session, which I ported over into Pro Tools, and actually some of those ended up making it all the way to the final mix. And here is the newest iteration of the intro. This was probably done within a week or two of actual final mix. I knew I wanted a longer, more gradual intro than what I had during the whole demo phase, which is this right here, starting right there. This is how the demo has existed for a few years. So I started working through some ideas for an intro, one of which you just heard, and this is a second one, which really wasn't very stellar. So in the end, I just ended up cutting it in half instead of leaving it so long. Some of this actually due to the coercion of my manager. So, you know, there are times where I think I've got a great idea, but from an outside perspective, it may not seem so stellar. Is anyone feeling sleepy? I am. I think this is where I check out and take a nap. I'll be back for the best it's gonna get. Bye.